right now on VFN TV, a member of the American Heritage Group interviews our wonderful Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, a woman who spends her own money on behalf of our children, who has a vision for our children. Not only that, we're going to find out. They asked the question, are we winning with our kids in education? She says, yes, we're winning. You're going to be so encouraged right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
We are pumped to be here. We prayed for so long, asking God to be able to do something about education in America, because it was being flipped upside down.
Yes, it was being used for propaganda, for political agenda.
But not for history,
no.
Math, and
education.
The STEM, and so things have switched, and we're grateful for it. It's going to take a while to turn this ship around.
Right.
But, you know, of all the people, you know, the president, President Donald Trump, put over the education, over all the education in America, she's called the Secretary of Education.
That's from pre-K all the way till college, university. I mean, it's everything.
Any education at all, you know, that is so important, whoever heads that up. And the person who's heading that up is Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos. Mm. We talked about it earlier in our programs, but she, you know, her husband is the founder of Amway, which is a large company, and I don't know if he still owns it or not, but her father also. Have you ever had a visor in your car, that sun visor that you pull down and it has a light and a mirror in it? That was Betsy's father that designed that. So she's been blessed with, you know, creativity. She's worked in these things, but now they have, you know, quite a few dollars.
Just a little bit.
I don't know if it's hundreds of millions or whatever it is.
It's billions.
It's billions. Wow.
Yeah.
Understand this. What are they doing with it? They're blessed to be a blessing. We talk about that all the time in VF and KB. You know, God doesn't mind getting things to you as long as he can get things through you.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually using her own aircraft,
yes,
her own gas,
yes,
which is a very expensive proposition.
Oh, yes, very expensive.
To fly all over from school to school, from meeting to meeting, in our own country, for our kids.
That's amazing.
For your neighbor's kids,
That's
for all
amazing.
Those kids getting off the bus. And she has such a deep vision, you know, for and hope for our kids. So she's being interviewed here by a member of the American Heritage Group, and a wonderful lady and friend of hers, obviously. There's one thing she says here I think is very important, because we're going to go right to it. You're going to hear Betsy DeVos speak firsthand on this. But this interviewer, she says, you know, I always said some people have school choice. The wealthy, the connected, and the elected all have school choice. But the question she's asking Secretary Betsy DeVos is, but what about doing the very same thing for all of our children, giving all of our children school choice? Let's see what Betsy said.
Well, one of the things that I'm fond of saying is that some people have school choice, the wealthy, the connected, and the elected. They have it. What are you doing at the department right now to assure that all students have that opportunity?
Well, we are first of all carrying out the duties of the department, and right now in K-12 world, that includes the implementation of the Every Student Succeeds Act, which I think if states take the opportunities afforded them through the act, will bring many more opportunities and much more flexibility for schools to meet students' needs and to address the needs of individual students. In complement to that, I continue to advocate, most education policy happens at the state level, and many states have taken significant steps to offer parents and empower parents with more choices for their children's education. I'm urging and encouraging states to even double down on that, and for those who've not yet taken those steps, to do so. We have an opportunity also from the federal level to partner with states in that regard. And there will be more on that coming in the coming months. But there's also opportunities at the federal level to look at areas where the federal government is directly involved, and I think specifically around military-connected families. And I know for a fact that there are more than a third of military families, active duty military families that have school-age children, their decisions about where they go or where they don't go or whether they continue to serve hinge very heavily on the opportunities they have for their children's education. And so I think we have an opportunity in that regard to empower them with some more of those choices.
You know, we'd like to hear from you. We want to hear your comments. You know, what do you have to say about that? Isn't that awesome when somebody's rooting for your kids? They're saying, listen, I want your children to have every choice other people have.
So interesting is that this lady, as we mentioned earlier, is extremely wealthy. She can be doing anything, maybe investing in her own companies.
Yes.
But she's doing this on her own dime, you know. And
for us.
For us.
Yeah,
so,
100% of what you invest in the children is 100% investment in your future, because our children are our future. You
know, great appreciation for what she's doing is amazing.
And so talk to us, you know, send us your emails, you know, comment below. You know, we want to hear what you have to say about that. This is a huge answer to prayer. Somebody saying, I'm spending my own money to be here to make sure your kids are successful, because your kids' future is my future.
That's right.
You know, this member of American Heritage, you know, she's interviewing Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos here. And the one thing she's talking about is disparity, right? In regards to a disparity between what's happening before kindergarten, what's happening after the 12th, but K through 12,
right,
we don't have the same benefits.
That's right.
And why don't we have them? You know, we had Pell Grants when we were going to college. I was just so surprised you got this and that to be able to go to college.
Sure.
But when you're in high school, you're just stuck at whatever the school is up the block.
And that's a big deal.
Yes,
that is a big deal. So there needs to be a change, and she's going to be talking about that change.
And one of the huge equalizers in America is when we give every single kid, no matter where you live, give them the choices that everyone has. As a matter of fact, this is Secretary Betsy DeVos now. Check it out.
Well, I know that educational disparities are something that's very important to you, and we see it everywhere from K through 12 and college. Could you talk for a little bit about some of the policies in the past that got us to this point? How did we get here?
Well, there have been a lot of policies that have siloed education into specific areas, and you look at the fact that we have block grant programs that afford low-income families the opportunity to choose a preschool for their child. And we have Pell Grants and GI Bills that afford students to choose places at the higher education level. And yet, when we get to K-12 world, those things are not ubiquitous in K-12 education. And so I believe there's a very strong argument to be made that all families should have the same kind of power and the same kind of choices and the same kind of opportunities that I had for my children, and that many of us in this room have and have had. And that we should empower them to make those choices through various mechanisms and various means, but make sure that your child's quality of education is not going to be based on where you're living or your family income.
Wow, this is so powerful. Think about this. There's so much money allocated for your child's education. And she's talking about, you know, things like, well, maybe you want to take one class online, but there's this other school in the community that teaches really good liberal arts or English. And then there's this other school that teaches science.
Right.
And then you can actually allocate your money that's your money, it's tax dollar, to go to you to educate your kids. So you're going to get choice. I mean, you're going to get choices. We want to hear what you have to say about that. Isn't it exciting? Because we had a program, we don't have a lot of time to talk, because we wanted to hear everything. But, you know, where kids were going for a lottery system to be able to get a choice, and they were lined up. While union members of the school, you know, NEA, National Education Association, were protesting those kids getting a choice.
For their paycheck.
And it wasn't about the kids. For them, it was about their job. We just got to give the teachers confidence that if you teach well and you do well, they're going to allocate their funds to you.
That's
time to be the teacher that you dreamed of, you know, when you first came in. But comment below. We want to hear. This is exciting news. Remember how it was? We needed to support Secretary Betsy DeVos. And thank God for her and her stand. She's spending her own resources, flying her own plane, spending her own gas, going from all over the country so that our kids, which is our future, is invested in it. 100% of what we invest in them is our future. John?
When we get right back from this break, we're going to hear from the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, as she talks about a highly discussed topic in today in our society, school choice and vouchers. You don't want to miss it.
We'll be right back.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. These are exciting days.
Yes, they
are. To see what's happening with education in America. Mm. You know, as we're joining Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos being interviewed by a member of the American Heritage. Mm-hmm. You know, and she's talking very specifically about a topic that you hear about all the time, vouchers. But really, it's not about vouchers. It's about school choice. You should be able to it's your tax dollar. It's your kid. It's their future. If somebody says they're going to wait 5 years or 4 years before they do something, and your kid's in high school, that means they're not going to receive the benefit from that, because that's 4 years. It's
and
from
you're
the ninth to 12th grade.
For it. It's coming out of your taxes.
I'm paying for it. I have a kid in school right now, right? But think about it. This is what they're saying. Our elected officials live in public houses, send their children to private schools. They live in governor mansions, some of them in the White House. You know, and so Secretary of State Betsy DeVos is saying, you know, we need to embrace education freedom. Freedom to be able to do whatever you got to do to make sure your kid gets educated the way that they need to be educated, because every one of them has a unique destiny. Let's join them now. This is a member of American Heritage interviewing the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos.
You know, I've heard it said that some of our elected officials are the ones that live in public housing and send their kids to private school. They live in governor's mansions and sometimes in the White House, and they have school choice, but very often poor families don't. So very, very often we hear, when we talk about vouchers, they talk almost exclusively in terms of to send your kids to private school. But is that really the full definition? What else should we take into consideration?
Well, when we talk about school choice, most often people go to a voucher, which is simply a mechanism. There are many mechanisms to give parents and students opportunity to choose. So there are tax credit scholarships, education savings accounts, there are virtual schools, there are blended learning schools opportunities, there are charter public schools, and there's probably some methodologies not even yet discovered. But those are all just mechanisms. I think the core issue is that we need to really embrace, as a country, education freedom. And that allows us to think more broadly about what education should be. The opportunity to learn in different ways. We all know that, I have four grown children. They are all very different individuals, and they learned differently. And anybody who has more than one child knows that kids are different. And so we need to look at a system that for too long has forced kids into more of a one-size-fits-all approach and create environments where new creative approaches are able to come in and be tried and afford families different options and different places for their children to learn as they can best do.
That's so powerful. Mm. We want to hear from you. What do you think about that? What do you think about your children having the choice? You just sit with your kid, you decide what kind of education they're going to get, where you're going to spend the money that's allocated towards your kid. you know, this is awesome. This is happening. Everybody deserves a choice to be able to choose their destiny. And you get, whatever you get, train your children in the way they should go. When they get old, they won't depart from it.
Well, we're seeing that right now. I mean, we have interns that are participating in a virtual education learning that's provided by the state, and it allows them to get an enriched education while they're also doing an internship and involved in so many other activities.
Gaining wide knowledge of things that are going on.
It's amazing.
So I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet looked into the VFNI, the internship program, you need to go to VFNKB.com and look for signing up for the internship and applying for it. We want to hear from you. Comment below. And what do you think about this when she's talking about, don't you want choice? You know, and think about it. Don't we want our teachers to be able to care that our children want choice? You know, email us, write to us, comment below. We want to hear from you. Listen, our next one, this is the next one that a member of the American Heritage Group is interviewing our Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, and she's talking about freedom of expression, the First Amendment. Have you noticed how they've been repressing free speech on college campuses, on K-12 campuses, and they've been saying you can't say this and you can't say that and you can't say this, which is totally against the Constitution? Well, guess what? She is interviewing her. She's asking her this very question. This is good news. Freedom of expression. Check it out.
Okay, freedom of choice in education is vital, but so is freedom of expression. Some of us are so concerned about what we're seeing in some of our public schools and some of our higher ed institutions in terms of particularly conservatives having their freedom of expression curtailed. What is the administration doing about that?
Well, this is a very timely and serious issue that I think that we have got to address from a multitude of angles. And I think we have seen more and more examples on college campuses in recent years of shutting down free and open expression and debate around ideas. You know, my view of and my experience of going to college was it was a place where I could test out some of the things that I was taught as I was raised. I could entertain new thoughts and ideas, and it is and should be a place where we explore other opinions and ideas. And yet today it has become more and more a place where those opinions or where that possibility is more and more controlled. We have got to continue to exercise a very foundational part of our nation's founding in the First Amendment. And this administration is committed to upholding those freedoms of expression and exchange of ideas. And we will be continuing to advance this notion that the place to have fights, so to speak, is in the battle of ideas, and let's talk about them and let's share our perspectives, but do so in a way that is open to alternative views and others' perspectives without censorship and without fear of being able to, of not being able to defend them. Good ideas are always going to win.
We know that, don't we? You know, it never ceases to amaze me that the left has a part of their mantra, you know, diversity, and they want diversity in every area except for in the area of opinions and ideas. And I think they're mostly afraid of the fact that they know our ideas are better.
This is so powerful, isn't it? We want to hear from you. Listen, imagine having the First Amendment again in our schools, you know, that your kid will not be ridiculed because they stand for what they believe in, no matter what that is. Or on the college campuses, they won't be literally stoned by words or ideas or skipping. Comment below. We want to hear from you. This is the head of the Secretary of the head of education, the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, who's saying, listen, we're bringing it back, you know. As a matter of fact, John, comment below, write to us, let us know. We want to hear from you. It so encourages us. John.
Yes, when we get right back from this break, the Secretary of Education is going to answer the question, are we winning in education? You don't want to miss it.
We'll be right back.
If I interpret accurately the sentiment today among many dedicated parents, they are sick of the filthiness of the popular culture, and most of them resent the effect it's having on the young. What's occurring now in television sitcoms, in rap and R&B lyrics, and in many movies is outrageous. To bring innocent children into the world, fresh from the hand of the Creator, and then to corrupt their young minds and mouths so thoroughly within a single decade is unconscionable. Having taught and counseled public school children in the 60s, when a student could get suspended or sent home for spewing dirty words or making sexual gestures, it is deeply disturbing to me to walk on a campus today and hear kids, not just the troublemakers, but the majority of students, cursing like sailors. We as adults ought to be ashamed of ourselves for letting it happen. We seem not to even hear the references to gross sexuality and bodily functions that used to shock our parents. We have acquiesced to things that embarrassed us in front of our kids because it was too much trouble to explain why we choose to live decent and wholesome lives in our families. We can do better without being prudes or fuddy-duddies. It's called good parental guidance, and it's the least we can do for our kids.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are joining Secretary Betsy DeVos as she's being interviewed by a member of the American Heritage Group, and she's being asked the question, you know, well, are we winning? Because there's so much negative press.
Right.
There's negative things. And so this is a big question. Think about this. This is one thing you're going to hear. The children that we serve in the Department of Education she's talking about represent 100% of our future. So what they've been doing to the education, they're trying to change our future. But guess what? What's happening now under Secretary Betsy DeVos, she's reshaping our future by encouraging and empowering every kid to get an honest education. Mm. Let's check it out.
We know how difficult it is every day in that job. We are appreciative to the president for picking the best people possible to serve in his cabinet. And we know that every day you get up and you come to work and you do a fabulous job for the American people, but are we winning?
Absolutely, we're winning. Absolutely. You know, this whole notion of education freedom, I think is one that people, no matter where you come from, can relate to and embrace. For 150 years, in the K-12 world, we've relied primarily on a system that has treated education as more like a factory or an industrial approach. And it's time now to ask the questions that we have not been really wanting to ask for too many years. And we have an opportunity to think much more holistically about learning, what the role of education is. Starting from the youngest of ages, where we know that young children absorb the world around them at such a tremendous rate, and then launching them into their formative years in the K-12 world, where if every parent and every child had the opportunity to choose a school or a learning environment that worked for that child, and if finding after a year that particular school wasn't the right fit, to be able to make another choice, we would see a dynamism in education that we have not seen in over 100 years. And that the demand for this continues to grow, with no matter what party or demographic group you look at this from, this perspective from, the support for education freedom and choice in education is broad and wide. And so I encourage everyone in this room to raise your voices around this very important subject. Education and the children and the students that are served through education represent 100% of our future. And we have got to invest in our future and do so in a way that is going to encourage the creativity and the entrepreneurial activity and the the thinking that is going to move our country forward, the likes of which we have not seen before. So everyone here who is has an interest in our nation's future, I think it's critically important that you raise your voices in support of empowering students and empowering parents with the multitude of choices and pathways to a future that is right for him or her. And I am so thankful for the opportunity to be here with you all and to serve you in this capacity. And I look forward to working together, shoulder to shoulder with you, to advance our nation's future through the education of today's young people.
So powerful. Mm. You know, all the kids that were the students that we're investing in is 100% of our future. And if we're coming to the end of our program, I think about right now that our president's wanting to lead a safety and security for all of our kids so they don't have to live under this terror anymore. And just things are shifting and changing. You know, Secretary Betsy DeVos led that discussion, you know, and brought all those children through some of the devastation that took place, you know.
These are exciting days.
It is.
These are exciting days.
It really is. I mean, the big thing, we want to hear from you. You know, talk to us about what you think about that. What's it feel like to finally be winning an education? Hmm. You're sending your kids, you have to go to work, you're sending your kids to get an education hoping they get it. Now you have Secretary Betsy DeVos saying, listen, I'm with you, I'm partnering with you, I want your kid to succeed. As a matter of fact, in a future program, we're going to talk about there's a whole other thing being loose in education that says there's other ways to be educated for the diversity that's going on because there are 6 million jobs that hasn't been filled yet. Comment below, write to us, let us know. But I want to pray with you right now. I just want to declare over you goodness. Father God, I thank you right now. We pray for all the students that are out there, God, yes, that you would encourage them, Lord God, and empower them. We just decree the ability to learn and to absorb. We decree good teachers over the schools and the children in America, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for the great awakening, Lord. We just decree it over the land, Father God. And we decree revival over the land, Father God. And we thank you right now, Lord God, for what you're doing. We just say abortion has ended in this nation. We just decree it even so in Jesus' name. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.